When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Chase.
And I'm Timothy.
And this is Customer Service.
Timothy Grindle, how we doing, my man?
Okay.
Had to turn on the podcast voice there.
Yeah.
We're coming a little bit out of the weeds. We're not as ill as we were the last pod that came out. Thank you to everybody. It was like, hey, man, you guys sound fucking rough.
Yeah. I feel better, like... Yeah. Physically a little bit, mm-hmm. but it's not fully gone either.
Yeah.
It's really lingering.
We were just talking before this, but Michan has one of those gua sha, like a jade roller kind of thing. Dude, it's really sick. I wish that I got the same enjoyment from doing it myself as I do when she does it. It feels way more.
Why is she doing it for you?
I don't know the routes, you know what I mean?
Would be impossible to memorize all those four movements that you can do.
I think it's one of those things where, like, I don't know, it's like nice. It's nice when, like, your grandma scratches your hair. You know what I mean? Rather than if you scratch your own hair.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean, pal. My grandma scratched my head all the time. Specific reference. I want one of those things that, like, I've seen them, whatever they did to, like, pull out the brains for mummies or whatever. I want you stick up your nose. I want one of those, whatever that tool was that they had in hieroglyphics, that I can stick into my nose, into my sinuses, and yank out whatever this is.
Yeah,
it's driving me crazy.
You gotta wonder what it looks like up there. Is it solid?
I don't know. You know me and mummies. I can't go too far down this. Too afraid of them.
Hey, buddy. Hey,
too scared of them. I can only go so far down that rabbit hole before I'm getting too nervous. It's like whenever I watch one of my classic. You know, guys who are like, technically, they're fucking obsessed with those pyramids.
Yeah.
And they'll go inside of them, and I'm like, nah, I don't want to look inside of them.
Don't go in there, dude.
It's too weird.
Yeah.
Might be a mummy coming out any corner.
Yeah. I've been watching this new show in the realm of that. It's on HBO. It's not new. And it's very much like, it might as well be Ancient Aliens, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's about, like, random abandoned places.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever that's worth, we're on the subject of...
What's it called?
I think it's like abandoned, like remote or something like that.
It seems like one of those things they added to HBO Max of like, acquire it, I guess, just so we
have it. Yeah, no, it was probably floating around in the ether of, you know, freebies, free agents, if you will.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't know, $20, we'll take it, you know.
Stuff that used to play at 3 a.m. on like TBS.
Yeah. But I really like it. I've been watching it. A lot of, you know, just remote abandoned things since finishing the True Detective season, are you in it now? I don't.
Here's how I came into it. Somewhere halfway through, I hit play on True Detective, and I thought, I'll give it a try. Uh-huh. I wasn't excited about it. I don't know why. I've sort of, like, come around negatively on True Detective as a whole, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I'm just like, I think we might have idealized what that was. I don't know if it was that good.
Well, season one got a reaction that was nothing short of feverish. You know what I mean?
Well, I just think because it was different at the time.
Uh-huh.
But now that I've seen, I don't know, now I think back on it, and I'm like, it might have been a little... self-involved.
You think?
But I don't know. Yeah. I haven't rewatched it, to be fair. But regardless, I just was like, I'll give this one a try. I've watched all the other ones. Why not? I even watched the third terrible season, even though people say we don't need to go down this road again. But I started it, or I thought I was starting it. So I hit play, but HBO Max or whatever does that weird thing where if you hit play, it just goes to whatever episode you were left on. Which
is stupid, doesn't. Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like that's what it's going to do. But because it thought I had already been watching, it didn't show like the previous episode or anything. It just started.
Yeah, none of the catch up, so you didn't even realize.
And I was watching, and Abby goes, "What are you watching?" I said, "True Detective." And she goes, "What episode?" And I was like, "First one." She goes, "She was kind of weird about it." And I was like, "I don't know." It's always like kind of like a mysterious vague show, where they expect a lot out of you. Basically, you know what I mean? It's
not like, I will say the first episode, in your defense, they do kind of expect a lot out of you.
Well, I know the show's cadence. Yeah. I was like, they just, you know, I'm supposed to assume a lot here. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I didn't think about it. To be honest with you, I finished it, and Abby was like, "You definitely watched." That's like the fifth episode or whatever. Or no, I don't know if it was fifth, but like third.
Or fourth, yeah.
And I was like, I don't feel like I need to go back to catch up. I know what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, there's it's not that. The plot isn't so crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doing a lot of ghost shit, which I didn't like that. And then I've since I did finish it. I never went back to the first episodes. I just finished, like I said, I don't think I needed them. I know what's going on. I was able to follow the thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to like my review of this show.
Tell me.
Because I feel like you liked it.
I'll say I started out liking it more in the beginning. As it wrapped up, I'm happy with some of the ways they wrapped it up, or at least that they did wrap up some of the thoughts, you know. I could go either way. I don't feel super strongly about it. I like the setting. I like the Arctic nature of it. I think that's cool.
The whole time I was like, why would anybody live here?
That's what I mean.
Besides
really,
being born here.
It's remarkably not friendly to the body, it feels.
No, I mean, even the fact that it's like night for 2 weeks in a row, it's like that alone would be enough, even if it was nice weather.
Yeah.
And I mean, and then they're like, oh, and also it's a blizzard like most of the time. And you're like, why?
Yeah.
Go, just go somewhere else. You've got another place to go.
Yeah.
I think the acting might be the worst acting I've ever seen. It's
you're
horrifying.
not a fan of Jodie Foster in this one, huh?
Here's the thing. Maybe it's not Jodie Foster. It could be the writing. But the delivery is so it's like high school theater delivery.
I thought the same thing when it started out, and I was like, "Oh, it's a campy. There's a campy vibe to it." And maybe that's not the case, but I thought my first reaction of Jodie Foster, I was like, what's she doing here? Because I thought Jodie Foster was like a pretty good actress, right? Like, she's been in a lot of stuff we've seen.
It makes you think, you know, like, was the other stuff not good?
Yeah.
But it's like every delivery is identical.
Yeah.
No matter how elevated the scenario, it's the same acting, mm-hmm. no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's open latch. Hey, come here. Where are you? Hey, where are you? And it's like, this is like how, like, if you had a G.I. Joe with a button on the back where he did like catchphrases, that might as well have been Jodie Foster.
Just
they were just
the
like,
six.
Hit the button so she says the right thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, it felt so robotic and I don't know, dude. It was making me audibly laugh certain deliveries of things because it was so.
I will say
deadpan. I don't know. It's just like there was no inflection.
No, I agree with you.
There's no subtlety.
Kenny Powers' brother, you know?
Yeah.
His dumbass is in it. Mm-hmm. That guy's makes sense. He was Kenny Powers' brother. But
to be fair, I'm going to give the fair out of that. Maybe I didn't have enough context for certain things.
Uh-huh.
I certainly was not confused by the story. Even the parts they wanted you to be confused by, I was like, this isn't like that deep.
I'm with you here. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then it was like, oh, so it was all just like a mistake. And they were like, basically.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't think that's even a spoiler. That's vague enough. But it's like, it just felt like it was like, all right.
Yeah. No, I liked it.
Didn't need to do any of this, basically. It kind of made the whole thing like, didn't really need to write this even the way you wrapped it up.
Yeah, it was definitely a little confusing.
I don't know.
But
it was not. I didn't care about it.
I'll watch anything in that setting, though, dude. I am fascinated by just weird, deep, remote places.
I would
places.
Have rather them
know.
Just do a documentary about that area.
Yeah.
It seems weird enough. You know what I mean?
Topical to this, have you started the new Payne Lindsay podcast, Up and Vanished, the new season?
No. I listened to the first season of Up and Vanished.
The first
one
took place in Atlanta. It was a teacher,
like hometown,
Tara Grinstead.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he like interviews his like grandma and stuff.
Maybe.
I feel like that was the first one.
I listened to it when it came out. But there's a new season, just came out Friday. There's two episodes. It also takes place in deep-ass Alaska. It's really weird how True Detective wrapped up.
Into these things? You know,
I don't know. Maybe he has a plug at HBO and is like, listen, if you are trying to be topical, we're going to have a show. It's going to come out. Everybody's going to, Alaska will be on the mind, and then you can release your pod. But that's worth listening to.
It's also like whenever, if you were telling me like somebody up and vanished there, I'm like, no, they didn't. They died somewhere for some reason and the snow covered them up. It'd be impossible to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Case closed.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably the blizzard.
Yeah.
How anyone's living out here, I don't understand.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts.
If they all died, you'd be like, well, I mean, that makes sense. It's below freezing all the time and it's mostly nighttime.
Yeah.
And it's snowing. It never stops.
Yeah.
It snows like for 2 days in a row here. And I'm like, I hate this. I can't, I don't know how people live like that. So
do you think we're going to have a spring like we had last year? Remember how it rained for a month straight?
I hope so.
I do
made
too.
Everything so green and nice and it was like summer forever. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine.
I liked it. 'Cause we never get rain here.
Yeah. Like when I went hiking, the grass was as tall as me.
Yeah.
Which you never see.
Yeah. But also, bunch of flowers and stuff.
I kind of like it brown too at the same time. I think it's pretty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love when everything's lush and shit.
I like when it's nice and dry.
Yeah. Nice and cleaner. Crispy.
Yeah. You're not going to get anything in your shoes when you walk around.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it's like that.
Yeah. You don't got
to. It's like I've grown to, aesthetically, I like it.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So we'll see. This is not topical to anybody else but us.
No, it's all good.
What's going on with you besides ending True Detective?
I set up my grow room in my closet. So I got a bunch of seeds that I'm starting. I indexed all of my seeds into a PDF. I have 75 varieties of things. If 50% of them work out, I will have still plenty of shit. So I know that really interests you, but no,
do your thing.
that'd be the most recent development. Took it pretty easy this weekend. What about you?
You need to take it easy this weekend to recover from the last two times.
Hey.
I've asked you what you did on the weekend. You said you didn't.
Yeah, I took it easy.
Yeah, I just need to do a little recovery this week.
Yeah, no, we set up the finishing that table.
I mean, you made a PDF, so.
I made a PDF.
Yeah. Not nothing.
No. But yeah. Just chilled. I haven't been to Home Depot or anything in a while. Feeling like I'm missing there. I don't know, man. Really nothing. Nothing super eventful. Mm-hmm. We're making lasagna tonight, so.
I made a vegan. Well, I didn't make it. Abby did. I ate it.
Yeah.
She made like a vegan gluten-free lasagna that was slapped.
Yeah, one time Michelle also made a vegan lasagna that I thought was stellar, and I didn't even realize it until after the fact. You use lentils in it?
100% honest, but no, zucchini and I think a little bit of eggplant and gluten-free pasta, and then the like Kite Hill or whatever.
Yeah, no,
the ricotta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kite Hill, like better Hill's actually good than regular, because I've told you I'm not.
Yeah, you're not a ricotta guy.
Skeptic.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
You make the red sauce? Or yeah. Abby made the red sauce?
Well, that might have been jarred. I don't know, actually. I'd have to ask her. But, yeah, it's, you know, to be honest with you, I always do this whenever I start and I eat anything vegetarian. I don't like anything that's meat more than vegetarian. Like, there's not, I can't think of one example of that. Chicken nuggets, better when they're, I like the
fake Morningstar, buffalo chicken nuggets are absolutely stellar.
Whenever I've eaten a burger, I'm like, I'd enjoy a veggie burger as long as it's a real veggie burger. Not, I don't like the fake meat. I want it to be.
Like a black bean patty or something of the
something
like.
Something of that nature. You know what I mean? But once it's like that, I'm really there for the condiments anyway. So who cares?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I don't notice it. By the time I've eaten a veggie burger, I'm like, if this was meat, it would not have been better other than my stomach will hurt worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whenever I eat like pasta, I just put the zucchini noodles in. I'm like, I got the same thing out of it.
The bonza ones? Well, those are maybe the chickpea ones.
I just make it myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you make zucchini noodles?
Yeah, you just get the little spiraler thing.
Huh. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. The sound is what did it.
Yeah. So it's like I don't know why I don't just do it.
Yeah.
You know, other than like being nervous about like then you have to like pay attention to protein intake and stuff. But I just don't care. I don't think there's anything that I like so much.
Here's the thing, bro. I think what you do is great. And I think that what you do a lot of people could learn from. Where it's like, cool, if you don't want to eat as much meat, like you don't have to, but you don't have to call yourself a thing. You don't have to belong to some certain club.
I've said this before. I don't want to commit anymore because I've done that plenty of times in my life. And the problem is then you have to go to a restaurant where everyone, it's like a business meeting or something. And then everyone's like, you got to order the whatever it is. You know what I mean? No, I'm not going to order a steak because I just, there's just no point. Really, no one should waste their money. I don't enjoy it that much. I like cooking them, but I don't like eating them.
Mm-hmm.
But like, by the time, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't want to be rude at the thing. So it's like, yeah, just order the chicken. That's what's popular here. I like chicken just fine.
Yeah.
I mean, vegetarians like chicken. You just,
you know, inoffensive.
Unless you forget about it or something, you know, I mean, who cares? But on average, I just don't think I prefer it.
No, it doesn't. Again, you don't need to belong to some larger club for you to feel good about eating.
Hold on, guy with an X on his foot.
Hey, now. That was past life.
Yeah, but I'm saying like...
I'm saying I've learned from it, too.
We can also admit that that's cool.
It was cool in the moment. Yeah, it was cool in the moment. I think it was good for me in that moment, too.
I'm also an adult. Either you were straight edge then and then broke and then still think it's cool just because it was cool at the time because it was like tough.
Yeah.
It's not tough when you're like in your 30s. But or you stayed edge the whole time and then you get an all-time pass.
Yeah, you get an all-time pass. You know, Michan has an old piece of straight edge merch. It's a Foundation long sleeve. You ever listen to Foundation?
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta? Really, like, kind of sounds like a brick being smashed through a head. It's like, so it's heavy. Yeah. And she was wearing it the other night. It's like her, like, around the house. And I was like,
I might have to start wearing that again. It says like foundation, straight edge, and there's like a graphic on the back, and I was like, it's tight. Straight edge is undoubtedly cool. I just grew out of it, but I think it was good for that
being
time.
Being an adult who then, like if you were in your 20s and chose to then be that and then talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
As a different thing.
You know what?
Because
I know some
adult,
lifers.
You weren't like punching each other and pushing each other around about it. So, you know, neither was anybody that's that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, so it's okay. 12 through 18, pretty cool. And then if you stuck with it, you're fine.
Yeah.
If you didn't stick with it, then you're out. You can't go back.
No, I think if you're 30 and you want to be straight edge, just be sober. That would be the term.
Yeah.
Just be sober.
Thing. Yeah. You had to get sober.
Yeah. And that's equally as valid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're a lifer, you were edged 17 on.
Just like
cool.
Going to AA is the same as like hanging out in a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Lot being like, man, fuck all these, you know, fuck the industry as you're eating from, you know, cheesy bean and rice burrito.
Hell yeah, extra cheese.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But.
Well, I don't know.
There was another thing.
I don't know what we're driving at here, but I was saying, the other day, a friend texted me and I called him out because his wife now borrowed this was in like freshman year of college, borrowed a Have Heart hoodie, I mean a sweatshirt from me.
Yeah.
It's the one with the classic logo that said like Boston Straight Edge.
Yeah,
on the
I know
back.
What you're talking about. Yeah. Is it gray with red letters?
It was green.
Okay.
It was like a dark green.
Yeah.
And I said, does she still have that? And he was like, why do you want me to ask her? I'm like, I just wanted to know where it's at. She's the last person I knew that had it. She borrowed it at like a was over at my house and hanging out at a party and, you know, borrowed it. And he was like, no, but actually now she wants me to tell you that her friend has it. She still wears it. And I'm like, can you get it back?
Yeah.
And I was like, because I think it might be, I don't know if it's worth anything. Turns out I looked it up. I could just buy a new one.
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
To be fair, that one is probably like a medium or something, and that's not, I'm not going to wear.
Yeah. No.
Tight as hell.
Exactly. Exactly. I was definitely buying medium or large in college.
I may buy a new one, though, now thinking about it.
Yeah.
Now that I know that I could.
I have many a band hoodies lost to time or ex-girlfriends. I have an American Nightmare hoodie. I don't know where it is. I have to assume it's...
Which one? The AN one?
No, I never had the zip. It was just a black pullover with American Nightmare. American is arched, red lettering, white outline. Just like standard...
Am I remembering correctly that there was one that was like candy?
That was the cover for one of the records. It's a bunch of candy hearts.
Yeah.
And it has like Love American on it and shit.
I remember seeing that one a lot. I didn't have that one.
Dope. I had a carry-on hoodie somewhere. A lot of these might just be at my mom's house somewhere, too. You know what I'm saying?
The graphic. Carry-on did not have the best graphics.
No, they did not.
You know what I mean?
No.
Awesome band, but not the best.
I had a burgundy carry-on, a Life Less Plagued, and then like the crowd shot black and white in the back. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Kids stage diving shit.
Sick. That's the icon. That's the coolest type of...
I think I need to order a carry-on or American Nightmare hoodie. But
maybe the next like merch thing we should do should be like a hardcore thing.
A hardcore
like,
ripping
hardcore.
Yeah. Canoe we could do
club
that
in the bold logo.
Well, somebody made the Canoe Club poster. Remember?
Oh yeah. It looked like a Cursed album cover.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that'd be cool. There was another thing we cooked this weekend that I wanted to tell you that I think you'll like. It's Allison Roman. Shout out Allison Roman. Just really, really.
I'm not moving on in this conversation to you. At least admit that I put you onto this.
You did.
Yeah.
Long ago. You were like, we're Allison Roman people here. And I said, okay,
Allison
I don't know
Roman
her.
Family.
We're a Boz household is what I said. But
changed your tune though, right?
Changed our tune. Absolutely. Michan picked up the what's it called? Nothing Fancy, I think. We did this roasted radish dish. It's like roasted radishes with the greens on top still. You just toss them in olive oil, salt, pepper, and then you make Green Goddess butter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Parsley, chives, this, that, and the other. Buddy, I'm telling you, favorite thing I've cooked this year so far.
I'm a big radish guy.
You are?
I love radishes.
I didn't feel strongly one way or another about them until this dish, but man, I'm really fucking stoked on it. It was so good.
We're kind of into this like simple grocery situation where I don't want to eat anything where there's too much cooking, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, everything is just sort of like a few things.
Yeah, I like
want to
that.
Try that for a little while.
Well, it's nice when you know all the ingredients in each thing.
Yeah, and it not be like, I don't want to have to like do a bunch of work. It's sort of like, other than like doing a little this or that to something, it's mostly just like, you look at it and you're like, I know exactly what that is. There's nothing more to it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do that for a little while.
Yeah.
Just uncomplicate things.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No crazy cooking. Maybe do one. We're trying to maybe do one a week where you do something a little more involved.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it kind of just being like quick, easy, healthy, very simple, like three ingredient type of things.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I feel like that's a trend now too. Is like, it? Yeah, I feel like
I started it,
but it's like last week. Last week. I just think that's the best way to eat food, dude. Is like if you can see all of the ingredients, there's nothing that you don't understand, and you can just get it at Safeway. You don't need to go to some specialty place. Just like
mine comes down to that. We have a kid, and it's really hard to cook the same food to the kid that you're eating. It's hard to do, especially if you want to have like any certain type of diet or anything like that. So cooking a lot of stuff is sort of a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. Storing it because you never eat it all, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I kind of just want to make everything like, I don't want to like cook so much that like, oh, I stunk up the house. I got to clean all these fucking pots. I got to do it in the dishwasher every single night. I'm trying to get away from that kind of like creating stress for no reason.
Yeah. How would you guys feel about making a big pot of rice every couple of days and you got rice with eggs and chicken?
What I basically eat, bro. First of all, I get those minute rices from Costco.
Yeah, brother.
Those are the best. I don't care if it's wasteful because of the plastic or whatever. They're perfect because it's the perfect amount. If I make rice on my own, you always make too much.
Uh-huh,
every measuring thing is too much rice.
Yeah.
And I'll just eat it if it's there. Yeah. I'll eat it out of a Tupperware at midnight.
Yeah.
Plain.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have extra. I just want to have that amount because it's like the perfect portion.
Yeah.
Put that down with like a couple eggs on top and, you know, maybe a vegetable. I like do cucumbers with a little sesame oil and
Have that in the fridge. Smells good.
I do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
How do you feel about a tuna steak, bro?
I like tuna steak. What was that again?
We picked up I like simply prepared fish. Salmon, tuna, fucking y'all eat tilapia, whatever.
I just want white fish with lemon and salt.
Just regular, you know? So, and Michelle necessarily doesn't lean towards it. She wasn't a huge fan of the tuna steak. However,
it's kind of a hard thing to cook too. I feel like I'm always either overdoing it or underdoing it, and there's like a
complicated. I cooked it all the way through, so
I know why she didn't like it though, because that's kind of like a but a lot of chewing.
I loved it, bro. Absolutely loved it.
You made tuna jerky.
Yeah, I mean it might as well have been tuna jerky, bro. Yeah, but white rice, tuna, some soy sauce, a little sriracha. I could eat that for every single meal, confidently. No questions asked. Loved it.
I pretty much want like rice, eggs, sesame seeds.
I'm
pretty good there.
Hard boiler, you're saying?
Yeah, or like a fry. Either way, if you want the yolk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I don't like that people love, I don't like jammy eggs. Though, when you kind of like not quite hard boil, but I don't like it.
Well, the white is boiled.
No, I just don't like it. I know for some reason when it's in the middle, I'm not interested. It either is hard boiled or it's like a fried, so it's runny that way or something.
Interesting. Whatever. See, I can never get the fry right, and you end up with the, you know, I don't like to say this, but like the snotty bits around the outside of the yolk. I don't necessarily love that, but I don't mind a jammy egg. We had one at Lawson's.
I don't know what it is. It's just the texture is kind of gross to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why the in-between is gross, but the other versions are fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And I love a hard-boiled egg.
I love, dude. Here, let me ask you a question. Why does it feel like you could eat 8 hard-boiled eggs without skipping a beat, like they're chips? But if you give me a bowl of 8 scrambled eggs...
Hold on. This is... What do you mean?
This is something I've wanted to work through for a while.
Every aspect of what you just said, I don't think I agree with. I don't...
I'm shaking my head like, you know what I'm
saying. I've never eaten a hard-boiled egg and thought, I could eat 5 more of these.
Really?
No, I feel like like a few, maybe.
I feel like I could eat 10 hard-boiled eggs without skipping a beat. Like, it wouldn't even register.
I disagree. I think when you're scrambling an egg, you can scramble like 8 eggs, and you're like, this isn't that much.
Oh, I think if you see the volume of it, it's a whole bowl. I don't know. So,
I don't know.
I guess we've worked through that in real time, but.
What do you think your top 3 egg preparations are?
Scrambled?
That's number one?
Yeah. I love scrambled eggs, man. Yeah.
How do you like them? Like hard scramble or soft scramble?
Hard scramble. I don't want runny.
I like them. I like a little runny, like pretty broken up. Yeah.
No, I want them.
I do like. What do you do with them? You pile like a little cornstarch and a little like cold butter in, so that it kind of comes at different points.
I do them kind of how Paige taught me a while ago. Just do a little olive oil or a little butter or ghee or something, you know, and then I just move them the whole time, and then a little olive oil, salt, pepper.
I don't want ghee and eggs. Ugh.
I think it's so inoffensive.
Ghee and eggs, like all I'm tasting is ghee then. Nothing else has enough of a...
I don't think I ever noticed ghee.
Oh, it's just like all I taste when it's in things.
Huh.
Maybe it's like one of those things where it's like...
Once you know you... Can't.
Well, like maybe it's like a, what's the herb people don't like?
Maybe cilantro. Cilantro.
Maybe it's like that. Maybe it's just I taste it more. Like I don't mind it in like other cooking when it's like in mm-hmm. with a bunch of strong stuff. Mm-hmm. I understand why you use, you know, you can use a clarified butter. It's fine. But in eggs, I feel like that's, I might as well eat the chunk of ghee and be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all I'm going
to
taste.
Hey, recall to our listeners when you and Bob were in Paris and you had some eggs at that nice hotel.
Oh my God. So we went, we're in Paris. We really wanted to go to the Ritz because it's like a big, you know, it's uh-huh. It's very fancy.
Would that be like the Ritz? The yeah. one that's in Paris is the yeah. Ritz?
Not, I mean, I don't know what the one is, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it. But this it's a very, a good it's one. Big. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. And if you go onto the first floor, they have like gowns that people have worn there on display and shit.
Oh, damn.
So we went there at night on the way home one night after dinner. And I was like, we're like, well, we'll go in and we'll just kind of see it just because it'll be cool. Maybe they'd let us sit at the bar. They did not. and we saw Tilda Swinton. Which is cool.
Uh-huh.
And we like looked around and it was, you know, it's beautiful. And we were like, I think that if we come back here in the morning, we can do breakfast because I don't think you have to be staying here, blah, blah, blah. So we went back. They seemed confused and they were like, I think it's okay. There's not many people in there. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, sir, do you know where you are?
Yeah.
And just to be clear, like, you know, Bob's doing all right.
Yeah.
We're not, I've been to plenty of fancy places. It's not like, you know what I mean? But to yeah. be fair, we were dressed like, had Visvim on. But in the Ritz, no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We go into the dining room. It's a very nice dining room. And it's like they take your bag and are doing the whole, like, it's like a million people waiting on you. This is just breakfast. Everyone in there, including children, are in like black tie.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? This is yeah. just like and beautiful. Dialed. I mean, this is like, this is not just rich. This is ultra rich.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my God. We look insane. And
Bob's got his big boots on.
We got, yeah. So, I mean, like, look, everything we're wearing is nice, obviously. Yeah,
sure.
But in context, we look like we're dressed to work the docks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told Bob, I was like, we look like the fucking Blues Brothers in here. and I was so self-conscious that it was like, oh, my God. Like, an egg is like, it was like $40. There's yeah. one egg.
Yeah.
Everything a la carte, too. Coffee I had, drip coffee, like regular, like American coffee, as yeah. they called it. I think it was like $18 or something shit. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was like everything was astronomically expensive.
Yeah.
One by one. I will say it is, I have never had an egg cooked better in my born life.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's going to get better. I think that was the pinnacle.
Yeah.
So whatever it costs, to be honest with you, would pay it again.
Sure. It's fun.
It was, yeah. But
how'd you get it?
I don't even remember off the top of my head, if I'm being honest with you. Yeah. I think it might, I don't think it was scrambled. I don't remember what I did, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah, so
it doesn't matter. But it was just like, it was all beautiful and everything was like mm-hmm. set up and but it was demented. Yeah. Demented. It's probably like a fucking $500 light breakfast.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Cool to see everyone.
Hell yeah.
I felt like a moron, but
yeah. Yeah, it's cool to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There was a club in Chicago, I can't remember what it was called now. It was downtown. And one night somebody got it in their head that we'd go, and I'm like, I don't think we're dressed for this at all. But everyone was in, so we did it. Somehow we got in. I never felt so stupid in my life. I was like, I feel like I'm the same age as these people, but I also feel like I look like I'm 12.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. Every time that we bought a drink, I'm like, that might bounce in the check,
yeah.
in the checking.
Yeah.
Because I was like, everything's so expensive. No one talked to us. I felt like an idiot the whole
uh-huh,
time.
Uh-huh.
It's just one of those. It's kind of one of those situations.
Where like, it's humbling, man.
I was not ready for this. You yeah. know what I mean? I think I could have been ready, but this was not the way I wanted to do it.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And it was one of those kind of.
So my family was not a country club family. You and I, a lot of the staff here, we all come from modest backgrounds. You know what I mean?
Not country
club. I was not a member anywhere. You know what I'm saying? That was just not a thing. My mom just recently became a member of the Elks Club, which is cool.
There you go.
So she's really gassed about that. Yeah. But my friends, I had some friends that I played soccer with year round and shit, and they were country club families. And I can remember one year, they had become members at the country club because the one in Ashtabula closed, went to two cities over, and they became members of that country club, and we'd go out to dinner with them. And it was probably December, and they were like, hey, we got to go and get whatever you want because you got to spend X amount in the year or they dock it off your membership next year. You have to meet a quota. And I just remember every time going, being like, motherfuckers know that I don't belong here. I'm just with them because I'm their children's friend. Like, this is not where I belong. I'm not going to get up and go pee. I'm going to order whatever the cheapest thing on the menu is anyway, because I'm not going to fucking have you buy me a grilled steak or something. You know what I mean? But
grilled steak.
But that's yeah. the same feeling of mm-hmm. being like, God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
This isn't where I'm supposed to be.
They all know.
Yeah, you they know? All know. They can smell it on me. I'm not supposed to be here, and I know it. Just so you know, I'm not trying to fake it. I'm not a fibber. I understand where I belong, and it's not yeah. here. So I apologize, guys.
Yeah. It's a tough position to be in, but I think that it needs to happen throughout life so that you can reassociate.
Oh, I mean, totally. I mean, I learned a lot from those families and going to country clubs and shit and seeing how they did business.
I also think it's like okay to be like, I was not born into this, but I do know how to operate inside of it if I need to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, you catch one, you get one off guard, you know, like at the Ritz, and you're like, oh boy, this is not, I don't know anybody who is going to look right here, to be honest with you.
You brought me to the Ritz, I'd say, I'll have the egg. I'm so sorry.
Don't even, not, yeah.
I'm sorry, but yeah, I'm here already. So.
Breakfast sandwich or something.
Yeah. You got a bacon, egg, and cheese?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
let's see if I can do a French accent, salt, pepper, ketchup, but I don't think in English. We should go down that comedy route. All right, what's going on with the store? We got new cool stuff.
Yeah, we just got
coming in, but where things are going, you know, sometimes certain times of year, customs and shipping is just a pain in the ass.
I don't think it's something I'm doing on my end, bro. I'm pretty good at this importing.
You guys
business
might
want to
think about
doing, so.
Blaming Chase.
No, I think, hey, now, I think I'm doing good. But we got stuff held up in customs. We got Story arriving at some point this week.
Mm-hmm.
We just got Orslow online. So if you are listening to that today, which is Tuesday, it's online. That was mostly restock, a couple new seasonal items. We've got Camille Fortunes on the way. That is dope. That is quite a few SKUs for our first season, and I know you're particularly gassed about that.
I love it. I'm really excited about Camille.
We've got Eastlog on the way. Again, a fairly big buy. I'm not sure if it's broken into partials or not because I didn't import Eastlog, but I'm not sure if it's like a half and half yeah. versus the full thing.
I think
but
it's all together.
Got all that. We have a margin restock on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been kind of out of your stuff, we've been out of it as well.
Big CDG restock.
Big
on
CDG
the way.
Restock on the way, and then
I think Beams.
Oh yeah, you said Beams is ready.
I'm just waiting because of the, you know, the bank was also closed yesterday. So it's
oh yeah,
that kind of.
There was
stuff.
Another but thing Beams. You mentioned. That wasn't Beams. Something you said there was else. Something else that was ready. I got stickers on the way. So
oh yeah, there you go.
We're get throwing some stickers packs. In a couple orders. You know. Yeah, it's been good. We're in a. Like you said, it's a weird stage where
we got the merch drop coming soon.
Oh yeah, so. We have our merch drop that'll release sometime next week. Yeah. It's dope.
Well, we got to figure out how we're gonna do it, but yeah merch
soon.
Merch at some point soon. Yeah.
Soon, that's cool. We got tees. Yeah. You'll see.
Tees, totes, and hats.
Tees, totes, hats.
Yep. The what it is, I don't care. Yeah. But it's a matter of I'm not sure who's you know it's got to go through all the things. This is another option if you're not on Patreon and you want to make sure to get a piece of merch. I would
yeah.
probably jump on the Patreon.
Yeah, bop on over to the Patreon. We've yeah. got a couple other things in regards to that that would be running through Patreon here in the next month and a half, too. So
I think we're going to run a little flash sale. That it's another yeah. one of those things where if you're not in, you might want to jump in.
Cause yeah, a little really flash sale for something one. That you probably won't find otherwise. Other plans in that realm that we will kind of unveil as we get closer. Another thing that I'd like to do, I will release this to Discord and Patreon, is for a while you and I have talked about how fun it would be if we had like voice messages from listeners.
Yeah.
You want to ask opinions on your how to dress. You want to ask opinions on what we think about your relationship. Anything. I don't care. We'd love to.
It's basically just like it's an opportunity to do the same thing we've done in Pod Questions, but you'll be able to like kind of basically call in
mm-hmm.
and give us your little spiel. We'll play it on the podcast.
Yeah, because the live call thing is not going to happen. We do these so sporadically. We
you
want to
get on the air.
This is how you do it.
Don't swear. Well, I guess you can swear. Don't say anything inappropriate, so yeah. we can make, so I don't have to edit it because I don't want to.
Yeah.
So in that case, I just won't play it.
Yeah.
So yeah, just like you. But yeah, anything. I think it'd be fun to answer. If you want, I think dating advice would be funny.
Yeah.
Not that either of us have been on a date in a very long time.
Yeah.
But I think that would be fun. And yeah, any kind of advice related questions, that's where they're going to go.
Yep.
You want to know how many times you think you should cuff your jeans, whatever it is.
Whatever.
We're here to answer those and we'll play your voice on the air.
If you did something embarrassing over the weekend and you just need to air it out, I want to hear about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
I used to listen to Jordan Jesse Go a lot.
That was a podcast with Jesse Thorne.
Yes, I was going to say, I know I've heard of this, yeah.
It's so hard to keep up on every podcast I used to listen to because I used to commute, so I used to be able to really put down a lot.
Yeah.
So it's harder now, but they had a thing where you called in and you would tell people like momentous occasions, like things that just like funny that happened that you saw.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've gotten a couple on the airs throughout the years. One of them that just came to mind though is, that I don't think I've ever told you, is I was driving.
You're saying you called in?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Calling funny things I saw. I was riding the bus home one night.
Yeah.
And there was like, it's like stopped, you know, as it stops and people get on and off. And it was one of the ones where it takes a long time to change out because a lot of people get on, a lot of people get off. I could see this, like, it looked like a showroom for, like, toilets and sinks and baths and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. And you could kind of tell two things. Because you could see the rooms from the outside. But obviously, they can't see each other in the other rooms. So, one was clearly a bachelorette party. Bunch of ladies in little fancy dresses, and they had crowns. And
I was going to say,
doing the whole thing. The other room that I could see was male strippers.
Huh.
Prepping.
Okay, so same.
They're in a different room. I don't know that they know that they're over there.
Okay,
I don't know if it's a surprise or they're just prepping.
Yeah,
and it was like them kind of talking to each other very seriously. All shirt, no shirts on.
Yeah,
one guy dressed as a fireman.
Hell yeah!
One guy with like a G-string on. They're having a very serious conversation. The lot of them like oiled up. You know what I mean? The whole deal, and they're like having a conversation, and the one guy's kind of like doing like push-ups, and the other guy's talking.
Get a
like,
pump on.
It looks like they're going over like a script or something. You know what I mean? And then what you think, like, they're professionals. They got to
coordinate. I was just thinking,
they got to practice
makes
at some
sense.
Point.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're totally freestyling when they go to these parties.
Yeah.
They're paid. The funny part, though, to me was at some point they broke off, all held hands and, like, lowered their heads and closed their eyes like they were praying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they praying before their performance for this bachelor
party?
Praying
for a good show.
So I think about that a lot. I really like the idea of them like, all right, huddle up, boys.
All right, boys, come on now.
Come on.
Boys, gather around.
Dear Lord,
bless Dear us. Lord, let us look pumped on
bless
this.
Bless these hogs. So, I don't know. I think about it a lot. And I also think the dichotomy of me being able to see that party, them not being able to see these men preparing and the way they're dressed, and then to still be that laser focused, it's both impressive and fun at the same time. It felt like it was Rear Window.
See, that's a fun aspect of the city. Yeah.
It's my Alfred Hitchcock. That's good.
That's a fun part of a city, bro. You do get to witness a lot, man. You see a lot of people watching. Just a lot of people.
Well, there's like
watching.
A lot happening and there's nowhere to hide, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're just kind of out in it a lot.
Yeah.
Like if you want to see people having outside arguments, like full relationship arguments that you keep behind closed doors, you just go to New York. All day up and down the streets, you're just people having arguments that should be happening at apartment.
Where,
outside.
Why? They just don't care.
Where else are you going to go?
I guess,
you can't always go back to the apartment. It's a whole thing. You got to ride all the way back, not having the conversation until you get there and be like, okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just people having like arguments all the time.
Yeah.
Arguments on the phone, arguments out. You know what I mean? Because you know, if you have a roommate, you don't want to be up there. There's just people. I like it.
Yeah, no, I do
too. Someone, as a natural voyeur of hearing other people's drama and then immediately forgetting it. It's a dream setup for me.
Yeah.
So,
hey, have you watched any couples therapy, by the way? Because we're back in it.
No, because Love is Blind and Bachelor's back, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm back in that flow.
Hey, makes sense.
Of me not fully paying attention, like walking it, like watching it, commenting a bunch until Abby says stop talking, and then I walk out of the room
TJ,
and then I come back.
Stop. Stop.
More. There's a lot going on in those shows right now, so.
Yeah.
No, I've not. Yeah. I haven't been digesting much stuff because it's mostly me walking around the house, blowing my nose, being mad that I'm sick. Talking about different ways I'm going to cut off my nose, body parts, because I don't want them anymore.
I'm serious. I'm going to just do it.
And then going to bed early,
because
I'm mad.
Yeah.
I don't feel good enough to do anything I normally do.
Yeah, so, no, I feel you.
Just a lot of that lately.
Yeah.
It's not super fun.
Yeah, so. I feel you, dude.
Okay, so let's answer some customer questions here. Let me just bring them up. All right. Okay, here's one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't exactly know how to put this into context.
Yeah,
we'll have
to
put some context to it, but the question's interesting enough. Chambray versus denim.
Mm.
I don't know if it's a question of what's the difference. I don't
what
know.
What tastes better? Depends on how it's dyed. I would say.
I mean, and that takes me to the next.
And I'm doing
yeah,
the.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You guys can't see me. I'm doing the thing where I put my eyes up like I'm calculating something.
Yeah. Let me see.
That's topical. It's funny that this is a question that's asked because I wear that EG denim work shirt all the time. And we just recently got in those lightweight chambray ones. And I've been having a mental... Because that are they too similar?
Almost doesn't feel like denim. How do you define... I don't know. To be honest with you, I think there's probably a lot of different how you actually...
No,
like
the I hear what you're saying. Because you're right. What you're saying is like, think of like a Ralph Lauren polo that's denim. It's denim. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like but for example, I've so never personally, not never, I prefer denim to a chambray if you're talking about a shirt setting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I like the thicker nature. You almost wear it like a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, though. You know what I mean? Like chambray is also, it's a lighter weight. It's almost like linen.
Would you say a chambray is like 50% denim, 50% regular cotton? How would you equate that in your brain?
It's more, I think it's about the way it's woven, not so much about the material necessarily, but you know, it's really just that it comes down to chambray is a much lighter weight. It's a like a looser weave.
Yeah.
And denim is a much tighter weave.
Okay.
I think that's how, I guess I'm thinking about this live on air, and I know I've looked this up before, but now I can't really think of the actual, but I believe that it's woven now.
It's a question that's always buzzed around in the back of my head.
Shout out to the guy who's definitely going to be like, technically speaking, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, all right.
All right, buddy. Take off your Allen Edmonds in the house.
We know. Yeah. We know what the question is. Yeah. We know what the question is. You want like a little lighter weight? You like a little heavier weight? You know what I mean? That's the question that's being asked. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, even if you go, it's this and this and it's done on this type, but it's like nobody knows what the hell that is. Like no one's seen that.
How do you feel in it? How does it fit you? What do you feel good in?
I think that it depends on what you need it for. Here's my deal. If you want a chambray, I think I get it because lightweight, perfect throw over things in the summer. You get like it's almost like the denim jacket of the summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Looks good with
you still
want
to have a layer on, but you
matches.
Don't. Yeah.
It kind of, to me, it feels a little linen-y when they're nice, and I think that's a nice thing.
Especially when it gets washed.
Washes. Still ages, but not like denim because it's not going to do as much, but it still does some natural aging. I don't know. It's like when you want to throw it underneath things, too. Like, I'm not often going to a denim shirt for that because it's a little too heavy.
Yeah.
So it's mostly just like, it's like you wear it like in replacement of an Oxford. It's like it's like the workwear version of an Oxford. You know what I mean?
That's a good way of putting it.
So... That's how I view it. And then you go to the denim shirt if you want it to be more of that kind of like jacket sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put much stuff underneath stuff.
You're mostly a t-shirt and a jacket or a long sleeve shirt and a t-shirt. Like you're saying you're not typically.
I'm not a big layerer, I guess is kind of the answer. You know what I mean? I think that like, I think it's mostly because I like stuff a little bit looser. So it doesn't always work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless you're going really big, you know, like goopy shit, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you're going big. It's kind of hard to do.
Like, the hoodie you got on today really is dope. It's a blank, you said?
It's a blank.
Basically fits exactly like the Viz hoodie that I'm wearing right now. My thing is, if I try to put this underneath stuff, it's so roomy and boxy. It gets weird in the armholes. So
it's not ideal.
It is kind of... It's not necessarily the best layering hoodie.
And that's like the Visvim fit is really, I like that fit
on its own.
On almost everything, to be honest with you. So I'm just not a big layerer in that way. So I don't go to things too often for that. It's kind of why I struggle with shirts, I think. It's because I never know what to do with them outside of the summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just don't do a lot of that thing. So that's why I think that's why I'm a denim guy and not a chambray guy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I feel you.
But on you, you're on the fence here.
I'm on the fence. To be honest with you, I like any blue shirt, button-up shirt, chambray, Oxford, denim. I think that that's like a perfect thing to put under a chore coat, under a hoodie even looks cool in some situations. Under whatever you've got, it's a cool way to break up, you know, the color of the pants and the color of the jacket, and then you got a little pop of blue coming out. It's mostly inoffensive with anything. I like to have them on deck. I have the denim work shirt I wear often, and then, like I said, I'm trying to pick up the chambray maybe too. I wear it a ton.
Where do you think you're getting this from?
I don't know. I think like, for instance, the fella today from North Face. We had some North Face fellas and we were talking footwear. I loved how he had the Nanamika striped Oxford underneath the jacket. I just think it you get a little bit of play of how it sits around your collarbone. You get either like the pop of the t-shirt underneath, but then if it's long enough or you have that gusset, it just adds proportion, adds interest.
Yeah,
for me, that's how I look at it. But specifically blue or white's fine too, but like it wouldn't do the same thing if it were, say, green or brown. Or blue is really the only way that I would wear a button up cases.
I want you to do this. I'm interested in your answer here because I think what you're going to say is not necessarily what I believe you actually wear, but I want to see if you
let's see.
You're making, imagine this, You know how people will take like a picture from like something and they like Pantone the below?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Say I take a snapshot of your life. What's the pan? What's your Pantone below? Clothes wise, let's say it's four colors.
It's
can't be endless.
Olive,
okay.
White, black, olive, navy. Black, navy.
Mm,
more or less.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what would you add in there?
Not because of the sweatshirt you're wearing, but you try to work in a like a red.
I'm drawn to red quite a bit, but this still remains the only red piece I have.
Really? Maybe you just wear it a lot. That's why I'm thinking about it. But
I love it though. I wouldn't want it in any other color. Yeah. I am drawn to red. It's just I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet, but I like it. But in terms of my closet, I'm telling you, it's black, olive, navy, and white.
Mm. I was gonna say also like maybe a navy. That's the only one I guess I was also vacillating on. Of like, you do a lot of like lighter blues too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like you're talking about that denim shirt kind of.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm. like a washed denim look. So,
but even then, I will say the one I'm thinking of is a little on the darker side. It's mm-hmm. not like chambray necessarily.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I think you probably could or should add that in because it would go with everything you're describing, like that color.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the color you most wish you could work in, but you can't?
I think I have trouble with like browns. I don't have a lot of browns.
Which is so funny to me because your complexion, your hair color, everything with like leans, you should be more in earth tones.
Yeah.
Like that's like net, like for your complexion and everything.
Well, look at like stylings and shit. And I really like that hoodie on you. I had a brown lady white hoodie and I found that I was like, I don't know. It just doesn't look right with everything that I have. I feel like it's always anomalous. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Browns probably, you know, but like I wouldn't wear anything like a yellow or like a yellow I struggle with too. I feel like it washes me out maybe.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable in a yellow.
I like yellow though. I'm attracted to mm-hmm. it. I don't really buy it that much or anything, but I like mm-hmm. when I see it, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that mine would be definitely still a black.
Yep.
Then like I am a light blue because of jeans.
Absolutely.
Then probably like a taupe.
Yeah.
I don't know what my other color is, though. Those are my main ones. Like, that's my primary interest.
I would have said beige, but taupe covers that.
Yeah, beige or taupe is kind of...
Yeah.
Some category.
You know, you wear a pop, though. You sometimes do wear, like, the red socks, or you have some mm-hmm. of the crew necks that are, like, a nicer burgundy red color.
Like I don't have, like, a solid one, though. You know what I'm saying? I was mm-hmm. trying to work navies and browns and more, because I always stayed away from them for so long.
Yeah.
Now I'm wondering if that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I just struggle with them, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It just doesn't feel like my...
It's not what you're reaching for. Yeah.
I might have to do another reset.
Already?
Well, it's like that, like we're talking about. It's like, you know, I feel like I'm always trying to work something new in, like whether it's a color or a style, whatever it is. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, I need to work this. And I'm like, well, maybe I don't. Maybe I didn't need to do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's very freeing to do a reset. It's very freeing just to give your shit away, too.
I'm also king of reset, just to be clear. I've been resetting, and I don't make any declaration. He just does it. I promise you I will reset after that, too, and probably won't even take that long.
Yeah.
Middle of the summer.
Yeah.
As soon as the weather changes and I have to, like, change the thing, I'll change in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. It'll be mm-hmm. some new thing I get on.
Yeah, I agree. I'm interested to see what I get into this summer too.
I like to think that I am easily inspired in a positive way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I'll see something.
Like you'll see somebody pull a kit or...
I'm like, oh shit.
It's cool.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to develop any sort of uniform. I don't care.
Yeah.
It'll be my uniform for that year or that season and then I'll change it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really care. But I do feel like I was trying to work in some colors that I'm like, why was I working so hard to like try to make that work? Like I could have just bought one thing. I didn't need the whole...
The whole situation.
It was deep.
Yeah. You know?
But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Been trying to do browns, though. That was one that I do feel good about.
Yeah.
I think I was weird about them going with black for so long. It's like, oh, that doesn't work. But then, I saw pictures and stuff. I'm like, man, I see people regularly pulling that mix.
That's cool.
And it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I was in my head about it.
Yeah.
You know, you get stuck sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel stuck in any way?
Clothing-wise?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. I feel good about my wardrobe right now. I'm going to pick up another pair of Orslos today.
You said that last time you didn't do it.
I'm going to do it today. I need to try them on. I'm trying to decide if I want a 3 or 4. If I want to bump up.
I think you just want to go four, bro. That's what you. I've done that and never looked back. Number one, because I want to wash and dry it right away.
Yes.
So I just don't want to worry about shrinkage. And my whole thing is I would rather things be a little big than a little small anymore.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to, have to like wash something and go, ugh, the first wear is going to suck.
I hate you know that feeling, dude. I think what I'm going to put on the fours and side cinch and see, because you know, I got that thing. I'm not going to wear a belt. It makes me not feel good. I don't like how it makes me feel on my hips, my legs. I don't like it. I don't like having a belt on. So my pants got to fall where they're going to fall. So if the fours side cinched can fall fine and don't look dumpy or aren't falling off me, then I'll probably do that. Because I do want a full green leg.
Well, and you can also just hem them too if they're feeling like too long because of that. Because the four is definitely too long. That's kind of like my thing is like I almost want a pant to be a little too long because I'm going to hem it and then it'll actually be like wider at the leg opening than it was because even if it has a little taper to it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean the 101s, the Beams Orslo clubs we got in Kyoto, those fit you great. Those are perfect.
Oh yeah, that fit. And I got the one wash too. Yeah. Probably need to get other stuff in it because that fits really nice.
Yeah,
especially if you've got like a little bun on you or a little hip on you, it sits nice. You know what I mean? Because it still does the baggy thing without it doing like where it like flares out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
no,
like,
I feel
it
you.
Has like a like kind of that 60s curve to it in a nice way. Where sometimes that's kind of hard to pull in like jeans and shit. So for some reason, these work great.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling like that, but she's wanting to pull a baggier fit, this is a good option.
Yeah, completely agree. Yeah. Plenty roomy without being like terribly so.
Yeah.
We'll hem them for you too, believe it or not.
You talk to him about that. I'm not hemming anybody's pants.
I know. He's done hemming.
I know how I've locked in how to do same hem on stuff. Like, you know, original hem.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like this little cheater's way I learned recently, and it might not be like perfect, you know what I mean? But you can't tell, dude.
Yeah.
Once you iron it down and like set it, it's
yeah.
You've seen me wear those like denim painter pants around.
I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Those ones have it on there.
Yeah. Next time you have them on, I want to see.
Yeah. But the fact that you've not noticed, it's not, so it's not even screaming.
Mm-mm. I hemmed four yesterday, bro.
Four pairs of pants? What were they?
Two pair of Iron Hearts, pair of Studio D'Artisans. D'Artisans? De.
Who a denim imposter. Fella.
And 101s. Mm. Pair of 101s or 107s for a fella in the one wash.
All the same guy?
No. All different guys, believe it or not.
I was going to say, that was one guy. I can tell you which ones he's going to wear the most. And it ain't all those other ones. It's going to be those 101s.
It's like, I'll be honest, dude. I had to, on Friday, I tried to hem those Iron Hearts. I think there's one that's 21 and one's 23.
Mm-hmm.
And
20, that's too much. 23 is too much.
And it's a little slimmer of a pant, so the leg opening is tight. So getting it to run that thick material that tight of a leg opening, you know what I'm saying? It hardly goes around the however much space the machine has allotted for it to make the full 360. Crazy.
Hey, listen, you want to do heavy denim? You want to do like sell, you know, proper selvage, the whole, you know, weird warp weft blah 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 blah. More power to you, brother. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's
if you stuck cool, with it this long, good. You're OG.
Do your thing. I think there's a lot of cool information there. I get how you get kind of hooked on it. I was totally pilled for a long time, but when you get into weights being over 21, honestly over 18, that's psycho shit. What are we doing,
brother? I had bruises on the back of my knees from like 13 and a half ounce rigid. So it's like I know. You're not comfortable in those, my man. Nobody I know is. You're not.
They don't like, they soften, but like they have no give. Like when you sit, I just remember having like, you'd sit down like in the car. Like, oh, if I had to, what, if you drive 20 minutes? You're like, no way. Gotta go change my pants.
Mm-hmm. You feel like bloated. You feel like you got a bowling ball in your belly like because your pants figure. Are so tight, bro.
You know
what I mean?
Like, you know how their legs go? It feels I know like that. It's like my legs go straight exactly out if I sit down.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't know. Well, whatever you want to do, you can do.
But yeah.
The heavy, I just don't understand the heavy, like the heavy going up, especially beyond 21. I just don't know what you'd be doing. And what are you paintballing in them or something? What are you trying to avoid? You know what I mean?
We should do a paintball retreat, bro. Let's shut down the store on a Sunday. Let's all go whoop each other's ass out in a field somewhere. There's got to be 100 paintball arenas in the greater Boulder, Denver area.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a long time.
Man, I'll tell you what. No joke, swear to God, the most sore I've ever felt in my entire life was the day after paintballing. I swear to God, I've never been more sore. I don't know if I was just running funny because I had all my shit, you know what I mean? But I couldn't stand up straight, dude. Like, I thought my back had fully given out.
I was really into it with my friends when we were, like, pretty young. And we would go and pay this. I think I've talked about this on the podcast. Pay this little fellow Antonio to let us run around his woods. Right. Overcharge us for paintballs and stuff. And he'd bring his nephew. Nephew would lead the expedition. And then it was basically 2013-year-olds shooting wildly at nothing because we wouldn't move because we were afraid of getting hit. Excuse me. So it's just it was that. And then at one point, I thought we were kind of bad. We were kind of good at it. We were not good at it. And we went to a more serious indoor place.
Yeah.
You know, we had at this point gotten into it and spent money on all the hopper that spins them around and all And we went out there, played everyone's. So basically, it's just a draw. You play, you go in with a bunch of people and you just play different teams. Yep. And gotcha. So you're a team. Yep. And then, so you went with five guys and then you just play whoever other five guys. Basically, there's these guys, adult guys who were way into this. And then they were just oh, we're just going to get these kids out of here. And we played, nobody moved. We're so scared of these guys. You know what I mean? And they immediately take out most of the guys. I'm the only one left. I'm standing behind a box. You know what I mean? Just going oh my God. I have no other option. I was debating do I just want to shoot myself in the foot? You got me. You know what I mean? Cause I don't want to do this. As I'm having this thought of just taking myself out of the equation or just lying and saying I got hit and didn't, a 40-year-old guy, which is also what are you doing, guy?
Yeah,
comes up with, he's got one of the ones
with the double trigger
in the abs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
my rib cage on one side, I swear to God, still has a little discoloration because it was eight bruises on top of one. Because it was he put 40 into me for reason off that stupid auto loader.
Yeah,
and it just I know exactly how it feels in my head still. And it just, I think that was probably at the point where I'm I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Sold all the stuff, got rid of all of it.
Yeah. Airsoft was cheaper. We got really into airsoft.
Yeah, I was into it too.
One thing.
It's a really dangerous thing when you think back on it.
Oh, really?
Eyes and
dumb kids. You know how many times one of us would be like, oh, shit, I thought you had a mask on.
Yeah.
Ding somebody in the cheek.
Yeah.
Two things. One, if this helps all of our listeners paint a picture of where I'm from in Ohio and my family for a short period of time had an indoor airsoft arena. It was a defunct greenhouse. They bought that and they set it up for airsoft for a couple defunct seasons.
Greenhouse.
So, bro, did I ever tell you about the time we built a full airsoft fort? And I'm talking Timbo, top, along the lake, how typically houses are up top and then it's about 100 feet drop and then there's the lake and there's usually, so that whole area we had that was a trail, and at the top of the thing we built a tree fort, sniper tower, really up in this tree, and then at the bottom of the hill same thing, but bro, a ladder straight up a tree. We built a platform 360 degrees around this tree, probably 15 feet off the ground, much higher than a basketball hoop, off of scraps that we found, or we dissembled my buddy's mom's expensive chairs.
If you ever wanted to know boy math, the other version of girl math, you just listen to a whole sentence full of it. It's 15 feet up, a little higher than a basketball hoop, blah, blah. It's oh my God, everything you're saying is just, that's boy math.
Dude, it's literally, it's the same as me being that's four or five Chipotle burritos. No, thank you, buddy.
Factors out how much things cost.
True. To this day, Timothy, I think probably four or five times a day, I think I'll hear something and be like, somebody was just talking about, the next layer of atmosphere starts up this high. And I was like, I don't know, man. I can conceive how many basketball hoops that it's not that high. You know what I'm saying? That's a number that I can wrap my head around. But anyway, we built these forts crazy. I'm not lying. It's disassembled my friend's mom's nice ass chairs. They lived in a 4-car garage that overlooked the lake kind of house. We took apart these chairs.
Math here is they can fit 4 cars in their garage. So you can imagine how wealthy they are.
That's exactly what I'm communicating to, Uh-huh. But then the commons community decided they didn't like the fort there anymore because we were littering it with, airsoft pellets, this and that.
Shocking.
I think I said this on the pod actually. But long story short, went up to this guy's house, said, "You burned down our shit, you owe us money." He didn't pay us. He was a full grown adult. We were at 13. So we just egged and TP'd his house badly. And that was how we got our payback. So anyway, you're on to something here, though. The boy math thing makes sense. How do you equate things? If I said, it's about 30 yards away, how would you, because if 30 yards you can conceive because it's a football field, but let's say it's 30 feet, how do you think 30 feet in the air.
Yeah, let me answer this question. Here's, well, okay, there's two ways. I'm going to answer the question two different ways. Yeah. Number one, I've said a million times when people tell me directions yeah, or tell me like, oh man, that's like, you know,
quarter mile.
Like two football fields from here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, the information doesn't matter to them, nor does it matter to me. Because that what they just said is not accurate. Well, I can't picture it and don't care. So it's never important to the story.
Yeah.
Someone telling you that information in any like normal, like conversational story, the math part does not matter at all. You know, I mean, it's just like when people are telling me, oh, you just take an east on the street. I'm like, motherfucker, no, tell me which side the Wendy's is on, and then now I know where I'm at. You know what I mean? And now we can proceed amicably.
You've heard me say, absolutely, you've heard me say, like, that's about, shit, I mean, if you got a good golf swing, that's two strokes from here.
I know as soon as you went, I go, oh, the information doesn't matter because it's fake anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, it's no matter, there's no reason to go forward with
it.
The one thing I'll say is when you said 30 feet, that does hit because... There was a thing we went to. It was called something Lake. I can't remember what name.
Yeah.
And there were diving platforms. Yeah. And I just think back now and I'm like, there is no way some like imbecile hillbilly in Indiana was figuring out how deep does this need to be if they were going to build a 30 foot platform for kids to push each other off of.
For it. Yeah.
No one voluntarily jumped off that thing. You went up to the edge, especially if you were little, and some adult kid that was up there would push you off every single time. I never jumped off of it voluntarily ever. Yeah. I got pushed off. And you can imagine it's 30 feet. You if you land the wrong way, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
We landed the wrong way every single time. Every single time. So in that scenario at this lake, there was a few different things. There was the 10-foot diving board, which looked like a normal diving board. Mm-hmm. That one wasn't, you know, that was nothing.
Yeah.
Then there was 20 feet, and that was pretty scary.
Yeah.
30 feet was very scary. So I can, if you say 30 feet, I can go, okay, 30 feet, I know how tall that is because of, I know how tall that diving board was.
But that's the math you do in your head.
Have I told anything about Pine Lake before? I'm really hoping this is my Kleenex.
We've talked about Pine Lake. You and Abby and I have definitely talked about it.
There was also on the same platform, at the top of the platform, the 30-foot diving, if you didn't go off the 30-foot diving board, I'm sorry, if you didn't get pushed off the 30-foot diving board by a kid with a bowl cut and a chain with like a shark tooth on the end of it, then you were going to get, then you went down this, I forget what it was called, I think it was called the black hole. It was a slide that was black in nature. First of all, you can imagine in summer it gets cooking. Yeah. It is the hottest material I've ever touched. It was made of tar at a certain point in July. And you would go down it. When you were down it, you couldn't see anything inside of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, they would say, lay back on your back and like do a cross on your chest. Yep. Don't lift your head up because there's stuff in there. And I think back now, I'm like, why is there stuff in there? Why would there be stuff in there? So, and it was kind of always like, yeah, it's just like a safety thing. They just want you to stay on your back or whatever.
Yeah.
My friend lifted his head up during the middle of it, came down. You saw blood come out first of like, you know, the washy stuff at the end. And we're like, oh shit, someone died. And then it was like, he comes shooting out into it. And he came out with a gash in his head. There was basically just like a loose screw coming out the top of it. And he put like this huge, he still has a scar on his head. He can't grow hair in one part.
Insane.
Because of the black hole.
Dude.
That's what makes me believe there's no chance they measured was 30, like how deep is this compared to that 30-foot dive? If someone pencil dives into this thing, again, no one ever did because you only got pushed off of it. So you landed on your side and then had like a welt. But there's no way they measured to see if that was safe because they weren't even taking screws out. They were just like, lay on your back and don't look up and it'll be fine.
Absolutely insane.
Insane.
That's Indiana, buddy.
This was just out in the middle of nowhere. You get in a school bus coming from the Kikianga school, and then just it was a group of kids you don't know, and then you got beat up all day. You know what I mean? That was the whole bit. I also remember my friend one time was on the low diving board.
Fuck.
He practiced all year long because he had a pool in his backyard. He practiced all year long doing a backflip, like a nice one.
Hell yeah.
And he could do it. He could do it. He gets out there, and he's like, I'm going to show this girl that he liked, Brooke. So I'm going to show her I can do that backflip. Like off the 10-foot, and he's like, I'm doing it off of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, whatever he had at home. And I'm like, all right, run it up.
Yeah, do it.
I remember sitting at the end of that diving board. Brooke's in line with us. He's teed this up just right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Brooke, here he goes. He can do a backflip. She's like, okay, well,
we'll see.
He does the backflip, doesn't come off the diving board. just does a full clean backflip, boom, on top of the, and you know what, that top of that diving board feels like Saint, like a grip tape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, the fiberglass is wearing through.
He stands up, bro, after a minute, because he like turn, you know, like, you know those like little, like a, it's like a guy on strings and it's like elastic, and you push the button on the bottom, it collapses.
Oh,
into
I know
nothing.
What you're talking about. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what his body, that's what his body looked like. It was just like a little mess of bones and skin. He was weighed like a, you know, 76 pounds.
Yeah.
And when he stood up, he was white. He was white like you, like a translucent spider. And he had cuts everywhere. Every part of his body had like was skinned up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like had the white skin with pink showing. Yeah, dude. Brooke looked mortified because it was kind of, it was a lot to take in. There was nothing. We went to the like infirmary or whatever, which yeah. was run by like, you know, one guy who, you know, done mushrooms that morning.
Yeah.
And they were like, we don't know. They like sprayed him with Bactine or whatever, yeah. whatever that stuff is.
Yeah.
And he just screamed because I'm sure it like
oh,
killed.
Dude, yeah.
And then just he stood on the steps that you had to take to leave just until the day ended. 4 hours on yeah. the steps, just yeah. baking in the sun, cuts everywhere.
God, dude.
Shout out Putin Lake. No, has to be out of operation at this point.
Yeah.
It's not, though. You know it's still going.
Dude, but, well, did you see? There's a documentary, might be on HBO. It's in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Chris Gethard is part of it.
Yeah, that yeah. water park. Yeah,
it kind of
yeah.
sounds like that.
It's got similar energy, but like less funded.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I was going to say
other than that,
more DIY.
Less stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, more DIY. You got to come out to this DIY water park.
Hell yeah.
Me and my friend set it up.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, that seems like something that you and I would do if we owned property like you.
Oh, brother. Yeah.
We absolutely ruin nature by putting a shitty water park, which is like a tarp with Vaseline on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Luber right up. We've talked about wanting to buy some property, and buddy, we're putting a zip line on it. So.
Watching you when it kind of like it dips too low, get your butt on the grass.
Skin my knees all fucked up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pull my idea of you getting your cargo shorts pulled off of the grass on a zip line.
And I just don't let go.
Bare ass all the way down.
Oh, all right. That's legendary.
Shout out. Shout out your us, our property.
Yeah.
Mountain Sea Chase, poorly zip line across
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah.
If we do, I think we need, I think if we ever buy this little piece of property together, uh-huh. which I don't think, more and more, I think this is a bad idea for you and I. But if we ever do it, I think that we should get a situation kind of like a, who are those two dipshit brothers that used to make YouTube videos until the one filmed in the Japanese suicide garden or whatever?
What
are those two guys called? One does boxing or whatever now. The two dumb brothers from YouTube.
From Cleveland?
I don't know where they're from. It would make sense.
The one that are boxers and shit?
That's what I just said.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It doesn't
Jake?
Matter.
They're from Cleveland, man. So, better or for worse.
They had the song where it was like, it's every day, bro.
I don't know,
sucks
man.
So bad, it's rules. Anyway, we basically start a hype house, but it's like the hillbilly hype house.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we build poorly designed zip lines and do boy math and
yeah.
I'd do that.
I want to do a segment for the pod where we go to a high dive here in Boulder. The university somewhere has to have a big platform for me to jump off
I'm
into an indoor pool.
No chance.
Okay, I'll let you do it with me. Gia would do it.
No. Gia's weirdly, she's into weird stuff, but she's like cautious.
Yeah.
She'd be down to like hype you up. She's not going to do it.
No, she... You got
no
cheddar.
Yeah. She didn't even like jumping in the pool off the side of the thing.
Too much yeah. adventure.
She wants to watch me. She wants to like throw things in the pool and watch me go get them.
Yeah,
like I'm a dog.
Yeah.
So that's more her vibe.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
Hold on. One thing just before we wrap up, I wanted to shout out Wabi Sabi.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
He did acquire us the tea. In fact, he was who recommended we go to that restaurant in Kyoto. The tea that we had in Kyoto, he was there with either his sister and mom was there. Long story short, he has the tea from that restaurant. He sent us what he had remaining. I'm happy to report it is spot on.
I have not had it yet. It's not because I don't.
You're waiting to get through this.
I just want to. I can't. I can taste, but it's not great yeah. right now. So because my nose is all clogged up, so I just want to wait until I'm out of the weeds and I want to save it because then I'll have to buy more. I'll figure out how to do that.
Yep.
But that's
solvable. On order, yeah.
But yeah, shout out because I smelled it and it's
yes.
definitely correct.
When you smell it,
there's
like,
no way.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Couldn't be closer to
it's.
The
it's got
cigarettes. The
smell of like a cigarettes in a car that
like
has
a Chevy Cavalier
that's been sitting out in the sun for a little while,
yeah.
And I know that sounds bad, but it's not bad. I don't know how to explain it.
I'm not going to act like
it's
I know.
It's more like that's the nose of the whole thing, which has this weird like nostalgic thing for me. And then the taste is kind of like
there's a quite clean. Savory nature to the taste even too. Like it's not a sweet taste.
No.
But I like it. So anyway, shout out. Thank you, Wabi. Thank you so much for sending
thank
that.
Thank you.
We are very, much. Very stoked on it.
I will report back once I taste it, but I'm sure it's it. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. That was about it. Just wanted to throw some love there.
Yeah. Appreciate you.
So.
And everyone involved in whatever things that we're doing.
Yeah, if you're still listening, thank you. That's crazy. Go if you're not already. Sorry, pop on over to the Patreon.
The sickness is really killing us here, but we're getting through. And we got good guests lined up, like we talked about. We've just been,
finally got back on top of the guest scheduling. That'll become more regular. Me and Timbo just need to be better about doing the pod either earlier on a Tuesday or on Monday. Listen, well, there's a lot of moving parts here, and a lot of the time there's more work than the heads in this building can shoulder. So we're thank you for listening.
Yeah, follow us on YouTube, Patreon, Discord,
patreon.com/shop
Instagram. He's got that one. We don't know the other ones, but if you look Canoe Club up on YouTube, we're going to be the ones followed by probably somebody.
I think it's all Shop Canoe Club, bro.
Good.
So
take that. Not allowed to have any sort of canoes anywhere. No Yakimas like that guy that used to call all the time. Y'all got Yakimas? I told you like 8 times we don't have them.
Yeah.
We're your canoe shop. Like, why are we having this? Yeah. Anyway, shout out Yakima.
Shout out Yakima. Thank you.
Have a good day. And talk to you.